This is Ozarks at Large. The largest music festival in the region, Wakarusa, will open Thursday, June 2nd, a week from tomorrow. Thousands of people will camp, dance, hang out, and, of course, listen to music. Kevin Kinder, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, will be on top of Mulberry Mountain for this year's edition of Wakarusa, and he's made his schedule of the acts he plans to see among the multiple stages over 4 days. Yesterday, he gave us his picks for Thursday, the opening day. Now, his selections for Friday, June 3rd's lineup. Kevin's first choice for that day has local roots.
Mountain Sprout, guys from Eureka Springs, bluegrassy, but they're pretty raucous, and that's going to be a good time. I'm going to move on to Carrie Rodriguez. Singer-songwriter from Texas. She's really sort of charming alt country is, I think, the best way to describe them. Not so charming alt country, but a band that I've watched at least a dozen times live, Split Lip Rayfield.
Often they visit Fayetteville,
they
Georgia.
They do. And they're a band from Kansas. They've been playing Wakarusa for years and years and years. Another conflict, and you're going to find these every day. There's one that makes you groan because you just can't get to both. But next up would be J.J. Gray and Mofro against Langhorne Slim. I will likely go to J.J. Gray because every time I've watched him, I've been thoroughly, thoroughly entertained. And it's hard to miss a set that you know you're going to love.
But this brings up sometimes the dilemma for a festival goer. Here's someone I've seen before and I know I like.
Right.
But I may be passing up someone I've heard is good and never seen.
Which would be Langhorne Slim, who's playing opposite J.J. Gray. So it is, and it's a tough dilemma, and that's one of those game day decisions, you know, where you're walking by and you think, well, here we go, let's just try this. So next up, so after that dilemma, you've got another dilemma. Lucero is from Memphis, great rockin' country kind of band, a little bit of punk influence there, definitely. They've played Fayetteville dozens and dozens of times.
Lyrically, wear their hearts on their sleeves.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And have put out a couple really good albums recently. I'm going to pass on them because they're up against Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I'm guessing, with perhaps a Little Rock date, but I'm really guessing this is the first time they've ever been in Arkansas. They're really starting to blow up and getting some critical acclaim. I know that Kyle and I, you know, at the end of 2010 shared some of our favorite albums, and both of us had Sharon Jones and her latest album on that list. It's just fantastic blend of soul and funk, and it's just amazing. And
I think I actually put that as my favorite album of last year.
It was in my top five.
Right.
And it's a really nice collection, and she's a powerhouse. Anytime I've watched her videos of her live, I'm really excited about that show. Gonna move from there to Ryan Bingham and the Dead Horses, who as you can probably tell by my list, I'm really into alt country, and it shows there with where I go. But Ryan Bingham is among the better of those acts. He's sort of got an old country outlaw soul, and used to be a rodeo cowboy, and
also has an Oscar.
Also has an Oscar for his work in
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. So. Yeah. I'm going to catch that. I'll probably catch a little bit of the end of Soundtribe Sector 9 set, which leads us into the act that I'm probably most excited to see, which is My Morning Jacket.
And I think this is this when it was announced that My Morning Jacket was going to be at Wakarusa, not that Wakarusa needed credibility.
But this gave it to them.
But this gave them more.
You bet. And in talking to Brett from Wakarusa, the festival director, this is a band that he's been pursuing for Waka for years. Wakarusa used to be in Kansas, moved here. This will be its third year in Arkansas, and he's tried to get them on the bill. It just didn't work out for a couple different reasons, you know, tour schedules, things like that. But this is the year for My Morning Jacket, and they're hot right now, too, largely because they're getting ready to release a new album. That's going to come out just 3 days before they're set here. So it's really good timing to have them. I actually listened to the album this morning, courtesy of NPR's First Listen.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the album stream. It's good. And I think they're going to blow Wakarusa up. I think it's going to be... I've watched them live twice. Once they were good. The other time they were transcendent.
They're on the main stage.
They're obviously on the main stage. That is the Friday night headliner. 10:30 to 12:45 is, or 12:15, I'm sorry, is their set. That's going to be a big one.
Then you're going to go to bed?
Probably not. 3 a.m. show that I'd like to catch. So technically now I guess we're in Saturday morning. That's Ghostland Observatory. They've been through this part of the country too.
We're at the Amp.
Opened up for Soundtribe Sector 9, another band that's playing Friday night. So they're fun. They're a duo, and they're a little bit hard to describe, but it's sort of electronic rock. It's good stuff. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, with all their lights, and they have a huge laser show. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, and he'll be attending Wakarusa near Ozark on Mulberry Mountain in early June. Tomorrow, he'll make suggestions for the third day of the festival. The festival itself begins on Thursday, June 2nd. Songs included in today's segment were El Dorado by Kerry Rodriguez, Let Them Knock by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Off the Record by My Morning Jacket, and this is Silver City by Ghostland Observatory. Kevin blogs about local music and more at nwatunedin.com.